Today on Gardening in a Minute, carnations. Carnations are beautiful cut flowers with long-lasting fragrant blooms. They're easy to find in grocery stores and flower shops and make a nice alternative to roses for Valentine's Day. Carnations are available in many colors. The most popular are red, white, and pink. You can also find blooms with combinations of these colors. Carnations are attractive both as a single bloom in a bud vase or as a mass of flowers in a larger vase. You can mix and match or stick to flowers of the same color, arranging several bunches together. Miniature carnations have sprays of 5 or 6 flowers per stem with smaller blooms. Buy some of these ruffled, versatile flowers for your loved one to appreciate for weeks to come. For more about this and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, buying roses. On special occasions like Valentine's Day, cut roses are a favorite gift. There are almost 120 varieties of roses available, and their colors include numerous shades of red, pink, purple, orange, peach, and white. Roses come in hundreds of shapes and sizes. When it comes to Valentine's Day gifts, carefully select the flower variety and color for a customized gift your sweetheart will treasure. Roses aren't a gift just for women, although men's tastes are somewhat different. Research shows that men tend to prefer red and yellow roses, while women gravitate more towards pastels. Roses are like fine wines, a delight to be savored and cultivated, and florist coolers are now stocked with more choices worth learning about. For more about roses and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, renovating your vegetable and flower gardens. Spring is quickly approaching, and now's the time to think about renovating your garden beds for spring planting. When you renovate vegetable and flower beds, or create new ones, it's important to add organic matter, because it helps retain nutrients and water in our sandy soils. Organic compost made of yard and kitchen waste can be created in your own yard, and free compost might be available from your local government. Other sources of organic matter include peat moss and composted manure. When renovating your beds, remove all weeds and dead or dying plants, and work 3 to 4 inches of organic matter into the soil to a depth of 6 to 12 inches. When spring comes, your plants will thank you for your effort. For more about this and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, cut flower care. Fresh flowers are a popular Valentine's Day gift, and you can increase the lifespan of your cut flowers by caring for them properly. Before placing your flowers in a filled, clean vase, remove the bottommost leaves so they won't be submerged. Cut about an inch off the stems with a sharp, clean knife or clippers to allow water to enter more easily. Use a commercial flower food to make your flowers last and follow the instructions on the packet. If your vase solution becomes cloudy, recut the stems and place into a fresh mixture. Keep the flowers out of direct sunlight and in a cool place to help them retain moisture. Get the maximum life out of your cut flowers by giving them a little extra TLC. For more information on flowers and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, pruning trees and shrubs. Pruning is the careful removal of plant parts, and it's most effective when performed on a regular basis. Pruning is primarily used to control the size, shape, and structure of plants. Avoid major pruning issues by training young plants to have the desired form. Trees and shrubs should be pruned to keep limbs off the roof and pathways clear. Large, decayed, broken, or poorly attached tree limbs should be removed by a professional arborist. Prune flowering plants lightly to create more branches for blooms to form on. You can also increase the size and quality of fruits by selectively removing excess fruit. Whatever your reason for pruning, make sure you do it at the right time of the year and choose your cuts carefully. For more about this and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM.